Ukraine security issue.
June 13th, the 127th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, saw new bombardments of Ukrainian cities by the Russian army. Russian missiles hit residential areas in the south of the Dnipropetrovsk region. In the town of Zelenodolsk, one of them destroyed several buildings and a farm warehouse that stored 40 tons of grain. In the Mykolaiv region, at least 20 Russian missiles struck residential areas and civilian infrastructure within the last 2 days, killing 6 and wounding as many people, according to Vitaly Kim, head of the Mykolaiv region military administration. The Russians launched a huge number of missiles on the city and region of Mykolaiv. For the past 2 days, they have launched the largest number of missiles on the region since the start of the invasion, a total of at least 20. The Russians fire cruise missiles, each containing a 500 kilo explosive charge. People die because missiles hit residential buildings. We take criminal action on each and every war crime committed by the Russians. We document each case as evidence for international courts, said Vitaly Kim. The first victims of Monday's missile strike on the shopping mall in Kremenchuk, Poltava region were buried on Thursday. Having cleared the rubble, rescuers reported 18 people dead and more than 20 missing. The security service said it had established the circumstances of Russia's terrorist act and published videos proving that the shopping mall was struck by a Russian cruise missile, the fact of which Moscow has flatly denied. There is ample evidence proving that this war crime was intentional, said security service chief Ivan Bakanov. Ukrainian villages in the Chernihiv, Sumy and Kharkiv regions located near the Russian border remain under fire. New massive bombardments on Thursday again resulted in civilian casualties. In the Sumy region, 2 civilians were killed and 8 injured by Russian shells that struck several villages. Also, Russian cruise missiles targeted densely populated residential districts of Kharkiv, as well as several villages in the region, causing civilian casualties and massive destructions. According to Alexei Nigubov, head of the Kharkiv region military administration, among the injured was the 11-year-old child. In our region, the enemy forces have let up on offensive operations but continue to shell Ukrainian military positions and peaceful cities and villages from tanks, mortars, artillery and rocket systems, Nigubov said. In the Donetsk region, where intensive fighting is raging along the entire front line, 2 civilians were reported to have been killed and 3 wounded since Wednesday. Russian shells, bombs and missiles again destroyed a great number of apartment buildings and private houses in several towns and villages located north of Donetsk. Russian battle aircraft struck the already destroyed oil refinery in Lysychansk, the last Kyiv-controlled city in the Luhansk region, which Russian troops have been storming for several days. On Wednesday, a Russian group of saboteurs was liquidated while attempting to break through to the city. There are no Russian troops anywhere in the Odessa region anymore. Sergei Brachuk, spokesman for the head of the Odessa region military administration, told reporters on Thursday. The statement followed official reports about the latest in a series of successful air and artillery strikes on Snake Island near the Black Sea coast of Odessa that destroyed Russian weapons and equipment massed there and forced the surviving Russian troops to escape in 2 speedboats. Valery Zaluzhny, commander-in-chief of the Ukrainian armed forces, attributed the success to the new Ukrainian self-propelled howitzers and newly supplied Western long-range rocket artillery systems. The Russian defense minister said that the flight of Russian troops from the island was an act of goodwill. Vadim Denisenko, advisor to the Ukrainian interior minister, ridiculed the statement and said that now Russia would no longer be able to control the northwestern part of the Black Sea.
Острів Зміїний для росіян після того, як ми знищили крейсер Москва, вони вважали, що вони з острова Зміїний.
After we destroyed their missile cruiser Москва, they thought they would make Snake Island their stronghold, a sort of aircraft carrier on rock, install their anti-aircraft systems and control this part of the Black Sea. By knocking them out of the island, we actually neutralized the Russian Black Sea fleet in the northwestern part of the sea.
Вони не можуть взагалі зараз нічого зробити, крім обстрілів, на жаль, із своїх кораблів ракетами класу калібр.
All they can do now is fire long-range cruise missiles from their ships. Of course, they are going to try to do something again, but now, without the air defense backup, their ships can't come near the Ukrainian shore. I hope all their further attempts will fail, but they will surely keep trying, said Vadim Denisenko. 144 Ukrainian prisoners of war, including 95 defenders of the Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol, have been freed. They returned to Ukraine after the most numerous prisoner exchange with Russia since the start of the war in late February. Most of the freed Ukrainian soldiers and officers have heavy wounds and traumatic amputations. They are already safe and receiving medical and psychological aid. Russian ships have begun transporting grain stolen from the Ukrainian farmers from the occupied Azov port city of Berdyansk, Zaporizhia region. After the Russians cleared the port of mines, the first ship set sail on Thursday, carrying 7,000 tons of Ukrainian grain to a destination in what Moscow calls a friendly country. One of such countries is Syria, which has received more than 100,000 tons of Ukrainian grain since the first shipment in April, according to the Ukrainian embassy in Beirut. On Wednesday, Damascus recognized the Russia-controlled Donetsk and Luhansk pseudo-republics as independent and sovereign states. President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his evening video address that Kyiv would have no relations with official Damascus and that sanctions against Syria would get tougher. At 0 hours Thursday, June 30th, Ukrainian electric power started flowing to the European Union. Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal said that the first destination is Romania and that the initial volume of Ukrainian power export is 100 megawatts. Potentially, according to him, Ukraine can export up to 2.5 gigawatts, earning more than $2 billion annually. Shmyhal added that after Ukraine's victory over Russia, the national energy sector would see significantly increased investment in its large-scale modernization.